As cases of coronavirus continue to pop up on cruise ships, the U.S. State Department is urging travelers, especially those with underlying medical conditions, to stay ashore. WUSF's Delaney Brown visited the port of Tampa Bay today and found not everyone is being deterred by the request.
Lysol, Clorox.
I don't know. We have both.
We have everything.
Outside of debates on the best brand of hand sanitizer, little was out of the ordinary as cruise goers prepared to embark on the Carnival Paradise. Despite news of coronavirus outbreaks on ships off the coast of Japan and California, people were relatively unconcerned about the possibility of infection. But travelers like Lillian Hammett are taking precautions.
Yeah, we're prepared. We're going to constantly wash things down. We have our wipes, chlorine wipes and everything, so we're ready.
Disembarking from a five-day cruise to Cozumel, Ed Katrasik said that life on board was relatively normal, but did notice a few changes.
You couldn't get your own food, you know, at the buffet. They had to plate it for you.
Like other cruise lines, Carnival is not suspending operations at this time. Delaney Brown, WUSF 89.7 News.
For more coverage of the coronavirus, visit WUSFnews.org.